Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You. And today we're going to start a series of podcasts. We're going to talk about keys to your success. First, we're going to talk about things that block your success, things that hinder your success or keep you from being successful. Probably one of the first things would be fear, just fear. Now, I love to use essential oils, and a really good one is a blend called Valor because it can help give us courage to face things that loom large or are scary. Valor contains single oils of black spruce, camphor wood, blue tansy, frankincense, and geranium. Now, if you don't have Valor, you could also use frankincense essential oil. Now, what type of fear keeps us from being successful? Probably the first one that comes to mind is fear of failure. And we need to remind ourselves that failure is simply feedback. And failure may only be in the eyes of the beholder. Here are some examples. Walt Disney was fired from the Kansas City Star for lack of imagination. Oprah was fired from her first TV anchor job because she got too emotionally invested in her stories. Thomas Edison's teacher labeled him too stupid to learn anything. Fred Astaire was told he can't dance and can't sing in one of his early auditions. Dr. Seuss had his first book rejected 27 times by different publishers. And Elvis Presley was told he couldn't sing after several early auditions. None of these people allowed somebody else's opinion of failure to stand in the way of their success because they all went on to become very successful. Failure helps us do better the next time. So we should be grateful for an opportunity to learn and do things better. In addition to fear of failure, some of us may fear success. Yes, some of us may fear success. That is very real. Success means change, and change is often intimidating, even when it's a good change that we actually want. Success means being put in the spotlight a little bit more, having more people depend on you, or maybe some increased responsibilities, and that might be fearful to you. Success means that we may become more famous, earn more money, have more things than, say, our mom or dad, or somebody that had a huge influence in our early life. And sometimes we are simply affected by a feeling that tells us we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't become more successful than those people. Self-sabotaging thoughts are also huge success blockers. We call this psychobabble, that little voice in your head that nobody hears but you hear it all the time for the most part. That voice might be telling you you're just not good enough. Or that voice might be telling you it's good enough right where you are. Be satisfied with what you've got. It's safe here. That voice might be telling you this is too hard, or that you're too busy, or that you're too overwhelmed, or that you're not smart enough, or that it won't work anyway, so why bother? Why waste your time trying? Your current belief system can also have a huge impact on your success and can become a huge success blocker. For example, do you believe that money is evil? Many people do. It's actually the love of money that's evil, not the money. You see, good people with money can do more good things. Think of it this way. I could give you a pile of bricks. And you could choose to take those bricks and go around the neighborhood and break out people's windows. Or you could choose to take those bricks and help somebody build a house. So it's not the bricks that are evil, it's what you choose to do with the bricks. The same is true of money. Now, there's a very real thing that some of us do, and we create this financial ceiling, this invisible but very real financial ceiling that we set for ourselves. And what that does is it's like puts us in a box that we can't stand up in. And so if you're doing that, that can be a huge success blocker. Scarcity thinking is another thing that blocks our success. Thinking that I've never had anything, I've never been able to afford anything, I've never had nice clothes, I've never been able to get ahead and pay my bills. That's scarcity thinking, and you deserve so much more. Sometimes our belief system convinces us that we just don't deserve to be happy or successful or even healthy. Sometimes our current belief system tells us you're too old, it's just too late, or you're too young. Wait, it's not the right time. Sometimes our current belief system convinces us that in order to be successful, you have to have a traditional 9-to-5, Monday through Friday job. None of these things are true. All of these things become true in your mind if your current belief system limits your thinking about them. Now, other things that may hold you back from being successful are just plain old laziness. You can fix that by making the commitment to yourself to stop being lazy. You deserve that. Lack of knowledge can hold you back, but you can be a continuous learner. You can go to the library and get books. You can talk to people who know things. You can make the commitment and become determined to get the knowledge that you need to be successful. Lack of time. I would just remind everybody, myself included, that we all have the same number of hours, minutes, and seconds assigned to us each day. It's the gift that we get each day. We have time to do the things we choose to do. And I would encourage us to avoid taking the approach that we will find time to do more, because you can't find more time. Time is fixed. You can't get more time in the day. You have to make time for things that are important. And thinking and believing and convincing yourself that you are too busy can be another huge success blocker. We overcome that by learning how to set priorities and say no to certain things in a very nice way. There are other success blockers, things that can hold you back from being successful, but these will give you a lot to sink your teeth into. These are the most common ones, and you can get working on the one or two key areas that resonate with you that you think are blocking your success. As you do, I would encourage you to think of this whole exercise, so to speak, like a dentist. Think of a dentist who's fixing a decayed tooth. First, the dentist would examine it, assess it, and determine that it does, in fact, need attention. So take time to examine yourself, assess your thoughts, and determine what needs to be fixed, what needs to be improved or upgraded, what needs your attention. Then the dentist would clean out all the decay in that decayed tooth, all the way down to the healthy part that's left in the tooth. And that's what you need to do with success, with your success blockers. Rather than dwell on them and allow them to become your crutches, You need to drill down until you eliminate them, excise them from your being so that you can move forward. And then the dentist fills the cavity, the void of that tooth, with strong, healthy material that allows that tooth to be what it was created to be, to function the way it's supposed to function without pain or discomfort. That's what you need to do. You need to take time to assess and analyze and determine what success blockers you need to excise from your life, to get out of your life. And then you need to fill that void with success accelerators. And we will talk about those starting in the next podcast. So stay tuned to future podcasts in this series. We're going to talk about things that will help you move forward toward living life fully and stepping in to a better version of yourself. That's really critical to your success and to becoming the happy, healthy person that you were created to be. That's all I have for today. If you like this podcast, please follow us and share it with your friends. Till next time, this is Sharon Rhodes signing out. And always remember to take time for you. Thank you.